So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, and we are live. It's the end of the month. We are January the 31st of 2019, and we're just going to take a look at the podcast stats. We're not going to disclose podcast stats, but we're just going to have a look at them and compare and contrast with the journey, because the journey is really important. I know it's like we all want to get to the end. We all want to get to success, whatever success is. We all want £1 million in the bank, 20 grand a month, whatever that goal is, the Ferrari, the hot girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever the end is for you, whatever success looks like for you. And so we tend to forget about the journey and the milestones that we reach along that journey. And one of the milestones is some of the stuff that you're going to accomplish during your time to get to wherever you want to get to. But it catches you out a little bit, because where you get to, when you start getting to where you get to, that changes and you end up with a bigger goal, and then the journey changes as well because you've got bigger goals. And that's fine, but it can end up a bit depressing sometimes, because you're just constantly thriving for bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger things, and you're never satisfied with what you've actually done. So, you know, the whole goal setting thing, whilst I'm really up for it, I also think it can be quite a negative thing, because you just never stop going and you never end up being satisfied. But that said, we're at the end of March. No, we're not. We're at the end of January. People looking at their devices like, what? We're not in March. And so let me just run through some of these stats. So compared with November of last year, November about 14 months ago, 2017, we've actually tripled our podcast downloads in that time. So on a monthly basis. So literally, I mean, it goes up and down, but generally it's going up and up and up. When we look at the monthly downloads, it's definitely going up. We had a high point in July, which was our second best month of last year entirely, and that did two-thirds of what we've done this month. So we're definitely heading in the right direction. Now, one of the reasons for that is the frequency at which we're putting podcasts out. We're almost up to one a day now, and the reason why we're up to one a day is that we take these Facebook Lives and then we put them out on the podcast. Now, all of this is completely irrelevant, by the way, until you start to understand what is the benefit of a podcast. Because, you know, you can have double, triple, quadruple your stats on your website, but if you've not got a conversion mechanism on your website, it doesn't really make much difference. So what's the conversion mechanism for podcasts then? Good morning, Craig. What's the conversion mechanism? What's the point of a podcast? So, like, I love this from Gary Vee. It might have been, no, it was Grant Cardone. It was probably both of them, right? You do a video and you think, brilliant, that's the one, it's going to go viral, and nothing happens. And as Gary Vee would say, no, Grant Cardone actually would say, I saw him say it just a couple of days ago, no one's watching. Like, no one's watching this right now. We've got one person watching this live in a private Facebook group. But that's not what's important. Thank you for watching, by the way. But that's not what's important. What's important is what do you do with the content after it's gone out live? That's where it happens. So, like, for example, we'll take this and we'll pull this out and we'll create a YouTube video out of it. And then maybe we'll pull out little snippets, little bits of video, little bits of audio, and then we'll share them. We might put, like, little pictures out with little sayings. So we're going to repurpose the content. So out of one person watching live, let's say, or 10 people or 20 people or 1,000 people, you're going to get at least 10x that, maybe 100x that, going through that are going to watch it further on down the line. It's not just one piece of content. It's just like this sheet of paper here. Let me just open this up. This sheet of paper right here does not make a book. That's not a book. You need lots and lots and lots of sheets of paper. And if you just actually read one sheet out of a book, one page out of a book, you'd be like, that book's rubbish, because it's completely out of context. So when you're talking about doing your podcasts and your videos and all of that kind of thing, you've got to be thinking, not, I'm going to do my first one. That's just like, Like, if all you're going to do is one a week, just don't bother. Like, let's just get this into reality right now. You've got to be flooding it with podcasts and videos and images and little short videos. You've got to really go overboard, because the conversion mechanism isn't one podcast. It's not even one phone call when you get the client on the phone and you're going, so do you want to go with that then? And they say yes or no. That's not even the conversion mechanism. That's the bit where they close. That's not the bit where you close them, I should say, but that's not the conversion mechanism. The conversion mechanism, the conversion mechanism is pictures of you, pictures of your kids, pictures of you walking up the beach, pictures of you standing next to the Lambo. Yes, they still work. Pictures of you on holiday, pictures of you working, pictures of you telling people how hard it is at work, telling people how awesome it is to help people, showing people how you can help them. All of this are conversion mechanisms. Every single one of them, they're all doing something to convert a potential client. And I say to people, great, what's your Facebook Live strategy? And we go, oh, no, don't do Facebook Live. I don't like going live on camera. And we're like, okay, how many times have you gone live? None. Okay, how do you know you don't like it? Well, I imagine I wouldn't like it. Okay, you go live 100 times, you're not going to care about whether you like it or not. You're just going to go and get it done. Like, we go live at 8 a.m. We know no one's watching at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning. We know it's a very difficult time for people to sit and watch us live at 8 o'clock on a... People getting kids ready. We've got a four-year-old throwing a wobbly about which shoes she's going to wear. And I pick up her bunnies and I take her bunnies to her and she gets upset because no, she needed to pick them up. So I have to go drop them back in the room. So, like, no one's watching at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. But that's not the important thing. The important thing, like I say, is what happens afterwards. What are you going to do with that content? Where are you going to distribute it? And people do a Facebook Live or go out on YouTube and go, well, no one's watching it. Oh, it's rubbish. Or what's the point? And it's like, you know, when Gary Vee first did his video on Wine Library 6 years ago, he had like 10 people watch, right? So you've got to keep pushing, got to keep going, got to keep pushing. Like I say, people aren't even watching your stuff. You know, I've got like 500 videos on YouTube. I don't know what it is, 600 videos. We've just gone over 1,000 subscribers. I can't tell you how hard it is to get to 1,000 subscribers. But we're doing okay. We've done maybe 280,000 views. We're doing really well. That's really well, right? But... you know, those videos started off 6 years ago and definitely no one's watching. You look at the view count and view count's shocking, you know, like 4 people. And even now, sometimes we get very low view counts. But people aren't even watching it. This is the point I'm making. People are not watching your videos. They're not listening to the sound of your voice. The only reason you're listening to my podcast, because I guarantee no one's watching a video 7 minutes in. But the only reason, like some people will, but the only reason you're listening to a podcast right now is because it's on Next, it's on auto, and you go on to the next one and the next one and the next one, which is awesome. And there's lots of snippets all the way deeply embedded in all of these podcasts, and so you've got to listen to all of them. But on the whole, most people aren't listening. I could say the same thing in every single podcast, and most people will only pick it up once, because most people are not listening to every podcast that I do. And then when we flip it on the reverse side, we've got people going, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, excuse me, that's not what they're saying. Excuse me, that's live for you right there. So we've got people saying, well, there's no point in doing anything because, you know, no one's watching, no one's listening. And it's just not true. Like, no one's listening today. But, you know, the podcast that we put out yesterday has got good downloads. And the one that we did before has slightly less downloads. And the one that we did before has slightly more downloads. And the one on the 19th... the 17th has got loads of downloads. And the one before that has got even more, because people are going through your downloads. People are listening to your back catalogue. People are watching my videos from 6 years ago. But if you're not creating videos today, in 6 years, they won't be watching your video because you've not created it. You have to be creating content. You've got to be getting as much content out there as you can. You've got to get people to know you. You know, we use hashtags, for example, on things like Instagram. And yeah, that gets us a few more followers. Instagram's a tough nut to crack. As a business coach or somebody who helps on digital marketing, it's a real tough nut to crack. Unless you're Grant Cardone or Gary Vee, like, forget it. You ain't getting those sort of numbers unless you buy them. So, and even then, Gary Vee, I don't know if you buy stuff or not. I don't know. But it's a tough nut to crack. If you're a fitness model, it's really easy. You just show a bit of leg, a bit of bicep, and off you go. You're getting more followers all the time. But that, for people like probably you and I, that's just not how it works. We've got to provide good content. We've got to provide a lot of content. And eventually we start to get traction. And after we've got enough traction, we then start to get people coming through. You know, our strategy sessions are very, very busy right now. And people who want to speak and find out what they can do to improve the business or get into property or start coaching or whatever that needs to be. So it all starts off from a little piece of content. Our first podcast, you know, if I go back to our very, very, very first podcast, I don't even know. Will it tell me? Yeah, it does tell me. So let me just go back to our very first podcast. Our very first podcast will not have had a huge amount of views. Where is it? And actually, because the software we used changed its downloads, we can only go back to the 1st of November, which is a bit of a shame. So let me just go to the very first podcast. Yeah, since November, I mean, it's had dreadful, dreadful figures. And we do put those figures back out. Like, we've had people watching that podcast today, by the way. They've been listening to that podcast and they've downloaded today, this week, this month, last month, every single month. And so the content you're putting out there stacks on top of each other. So have a quick look at YouTube. And then you can see the number of videos that we've got on YouTube. And that will give you an idea as well as to some of the volume that you've got to be putting out there. Like, some days we might record two or three videos in a day that go out on YouTube. Other times it might just be the podcast recording. We upload that to YouTube. 500, I need to delete two because two are duplicates, but 583 videos in total. Let me just delete that one. We're all getting around 1,000 views, most of them. But 583 videos. Let's see how many views we've actually had. So this is just on YouTube Analytics, and you can have a look at YouTube Analytics once you get there. It does help if you click the right button, I find. Let's just have a look at Analytics. Come on, computer, you can do it. Grab a coffee while it's just doing that. Okay, so it's just loading up. Let's have a look for all time. Where's all time? I can't seem to find all time. Lifetime, there it is. Couldn't find it. Okay, let's just have a quick look. The last 28 days, we've had 25,000 views. That's 1,000 views a day. Like, think about that for a second. We've had 320,000 views. I mean, that's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. We're on our way to 500,000 views. So, you know, you've got to start somewhere, and it just starts from your very first video. You've got to be pushing out that video. There's no question about it. One of our videos has had 237,000 views, 237,000 minutes watched of it, which is pretty amazing. One of the videos that we did went viral. Not all of them's going to go viral. In fact, most of them don't. In fact, I think we've only had one or two that went viral. Maybe three or four, actually. We've had like 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 views, and one of them's had a lot of views. But you've got to start from somewhere, and it's like people, I know people will upload a video, and then if you're not getting enough views, they'll delete it. It's like you're missing the point. It stacks on top of each other. When someone's looking back, in, you know, 4 years into your past, and we're looking at all your videos, that's a conversion mechanism right there. They're not even looking at your videos, by the way. They're just looking at your videos. They're not watching your videos. They're looking at how often, how consistent, and that's what will help someone convert. So you've just got to get started. I know how difficult that can feel sometimes. You've got to get your videos out. You've got to get your podcasts out. You've got to get your images out. It's almost like, you know, if we take a snapshot of today and how much content you're putting out, say, 3 months ago, the content that you put out 3 months ago is responsible for the income that you're earning today. The content that you put out 3 years ago is responsible for the income that you're earning today. The content you put out today will be responsible for the income that you get in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, 10 years, potentially 30 years. So why are you not putting the content out? Your future self will be thanking you for it, right? So you've got to start putting content out. So look, I hope that's useful for you. We keep drilling this in, content, content, content. I'm probably going to go live a few more times today on YouTube, create some more videos. It helps on our search engine optimization too. But get content out there as much as you can. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you. It's Friday today, so no podcast tomorrow, and we'll be back with you on Monday. My name's Dan Latto. Have a great weekend. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.